It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. What's going on? Glad you guys are there today. It's Josh. Got to tell you about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Of course, it's our friend Billy and Mary. They'll get you taken care of all your plumbing needs. If you need them, they'll help you out, man. So reach out to them. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's what you should strive to do if you need anything done with your plumbing. They're the best. They're great folks. They'll hook you up. They're awesome. They've been with us for a long time for all your plumbing needs. Aqueduct Plumbing Company, 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They're at your disposal. Now, I was thinking about this today, and I live in Nashville, as most of you know. If you don't know, then what the hell? But I live in Nashville. And, you know, we were talking about Trump today on the radio show and how Trump is running again. And in reality, I don't think he's going to win. He may not win the nomination. And I'm not a big political guy. You guys know this. I had a moment during the Rona where I thought I was a political guy. And I think everybody did because everybody was pissed off. And it made sense. You know, everybody was pissed off with the world because assholes were shutting down the country and trying to force you to get vaccinated. We're essentially stripping you of your freedoms, and we're happy to do it, while in the same breath bitching that your politicians and you want to strip freedom from them. It was bullshit. And I was very enraged. I was very damn near radicalized during that time. Like, I was angry. I mean, if you listen to the pod or watch the Twitch during that time, you know it. I mean, like, if you've listened to me historically, you know that I have opinions that lean, like, well, I forgot how they labeled me when I took that Pew test a couple weeks ago. It was actually before the election, so I guess it was last week. And I took a Pew Research survey, and the Pew Research survey, which is supposed to spit back to you where you lean politically, and not just right wing, left wing, whatever, but also, you know, like a deeper breakdown of what you are. And the Pew Research told me that I am ambivalent right, young and politically cross-pressured, conservative on economics and issues of race and gender, less so on immigration and social issues. I thought there was another one in there that I thought was closer to me, but they called me ambivalent right. So if you've listened to me for any period of time, I think you know that with a lot of shit that people would consider left-wing, right-wing arguments like social issues. Like, we've talked about abortion before. You'd consider me a liberal on that. We've talked about transgender stuff. You'd consider me a right-winger on that. Money-wise, you'd consider me a right-winger on that. Gay stuff, you'd probably look at me and say he's a left-winger on that. That's just kind of how I am, right? I'm ambivalent right, I suppose. But during that time, I was really just engaged in this as much as I could be. I was very pro-Trump. I voted for Trump. I've never voted before, but I voted for Trump because I was so pissed off with how people were being treated, that businesses were being closed down, that people were forced to stay home and be locked in their dungeons. If you walked your dog without a mask, people looked at you like you were a fucking terrorist. Like, I truly was in a bad place, and I rightfully so. Who wasn't in a bad place in 2020, 2021? It was a shitty fucking time to be in America because we were being just shut the fuck down by a bunch of assholes, right? And, of course, I wasn't going to vote for those jerks. So I went out, and I said, I'm going to go for Trump. And at the time, I was also engaged in the Trump being kind of the anti-politician, pissing people off. Because you know that deep down, I am someone who, not even on purpose, but I am just I go against the grain and I don't do it on purpose. Like, I just hear things and I get upset. Like, real talk, I've read so much shit from these dopey Astros fans lately about how everybody's out to get them and, oh, Jeff Passan just hates the Astros and there's no truth to what he's saying, that now I kind of fucking hate the Astros. That's just kind of how I am. When I see people saying dumb shit that I disagree with that piss me off, I start to hate your group. That's just the way I am. And that's how it went during the stuff with the Rona. I really grew to hate the liberal people, as if that, you know, that was kind of growing in me anyway, because there was a lot of stuff that people whined about that I just kind of went the opposite of, because that's just, I'm a contrarian. There's the word. I am a contrarian, and I don't mean to be a contrarian. And it just happens because that's my natural personality. So I enjoyed that Trump was pissing all these people off, and I enjoyed watching the press conferences, and I enjoyed the tweets and everything else, because I felt like we're fucked. We're screwed in this situation, and I certainly don't want to celebrate and root for the people who are the ones burying us and forcing people to get vaccines and telling people they can't go to work and shutting down their fucking businesses and everything else. It pissed me off, right? So that's where I was back in 2020. And while I still don't agree and I hate Joe Biden and all that, I'm a little bit less wild about it than I was 2 years ago, right? I mean, I have a job. I make some cash now. My life is pretty good. So I don't get as enraged over so many things. I'm kind of compartmentalizing things and trying not to get angry over shit I can't control. So I don't go to Twitter as often anymore. I try to just kind of find more of a zen space, because if I don't, I will yell and argue with people on social media all day and be miserable and say dumb shit, and I just don't need to. All that to tell you this. So today on the show, we were talking about Trump and Trump running again, and I've hit a point, and it's been that way for a while, but really now, that I'm really just sick of fucking Trump, man. Like, I get that there's some people who are diehards, and I get that there's some people that are going to listen to this podcast who are hardcore Trump people, MAGA people, proud of it, and I'm not judging you. I don't think you're bad folks. I get it. It's who you are. It's kind of part of your identity now that's, you know, you're a Trump person. I don't hate you, man. I don't. I'm just at a point where I'm so fucking bored with him. I find him to be boring. His commentary is predictable. His press conferences and these little rallies aren't cute anymore. It's just the same shit every day, every time. Like, me and Jilly used to get into it. That's why we downloaded the Right Side Broadcast Network app, so we could watch Trump rallies and we'd laugh at him and it was fun and he would dance and it was all great. Now it's just kind of tired and old. It's like his daughter bailed out on him, the hot one, Ivanka. She's like, I'm bored with this shit too. I'm just tired of it. Here's the reality of Trump, right? Trump doesn't give a fuck about you, and I think anybody with a brain that votes for him, that is part of this MAGA universe, you know that Trump doesn't give a fuck about you, and I know that Trump doesn't give a fuck about you. He doesn't give a shit about me. I don't think he gives a shit about his family or his kids or his wife or anybody. Trump is a narcissist who cares about Trump. That's who he is. That's who he cares about, is Trump. Honest to God, if Trump really gave a shit about the American people, he'd put his endorsement behind somebody who could actually go out and win the presidency and try to fix things and make things better.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
He can't, he's not going to win. I'm not trying to go Adrian on you and ruin your day. He can't win. It's too broken. It's too toxic. It's not going to happen. But, and again, I'm saying this as someone who's not a political expert, and I'm not saying this trying to fight you, and I'm not saying this trying to start shit with anybody. I'm not some wacky Joe Biden liberal that's shitting on MAGA people. I'm looking at it from a point of being realistic, right? Like, I root for the Astros, right? Well, guess what? The Astros might have some serious, you know, internal issues that could hurt them down the road. You have to be able to say, I like something, I support something, but I can see a problem with it. And as much as you might love Trump, and I get that the second you start seeing people be critical of Trump, you want to get your back up and want to go to war for him, and I get all that, and you view that, you know, people shitting on Trump is shitting on all Republicans, and you don't want the liberals to win and fuck them because they're terrible. I get all that. But he ain't going to win. But what he can do is impact somebody else winning. And when he does that, then you're going to be stuck with four more years of all the bullshit. It might not be Biden, but it's going to be these fucking lunatics you're dealing with. And these people are radical fucking lunatics. Like, I don't think that some of these right-wing people are as radical as some of the political or politicians that are on the left side, because that's what you have to be. You have to be radical. Like, that's kind of how everything is. And I'm not saying there aren't right-wing radical people, to be clear. But what I am saying is now, in kind of all walks of media life and in political life, you have to be radical. You know, I was talking about this on Twitter a little bit today because it annoyed me, but I was talking about the Astros stuff, and it kind of led me to talking about sports radio. And sports radio, you have to be a place where the hometown fans can go to get validation, to get affirmation. Same as Rush Limbaugh gave affirmation to the right-wing people, same as Olbermann gives affirmation to the left-wing people, or Rachel Maddow. Like, that's what sports radio has become, and that's why I've grown to hate it, because that's who we are as a people. There is no middle ground on anything. You have to be radicalized, right? That's what you have to do. That's how you appeal to people, to your base. But the reality is there's a whole bunch of people who are right in the middle of stuff, and they just want to find – they just want life to be normal. They don't want to pay a shit ton of money for groceries. They don't want to pay a shit ton of money for gas. They want it to be cheaper for their kids to go to school. They hate inflation. And they want – and they don't give a shit about the social shit. And they don't give a shit about cancel culture. And they don't want to cancel you, and you don't want to cancel them. They just want their normal lives. They don't want to worry. They don't want to stress, right? And that'll always, I think there'll always be an element of that, because that's just where the power is in the world now. But I think people are just sick of the fucking drama. And you could say there'll be drama whether Trump's in there or not. Yeah, but Trump is all drama. And I think people are just sick of that shit. You know, I get it. You know, you almost view saying that Trump needs to go away as some sort of victory for liberal people. But he does. Like, it doesn't benefit anybody that Trump is there, because he's not going to win. Because there are too many, I think he has turned off so many middle of the road people. Like, you're not going to win over hardcore left wing people, just like Joe Biden will never win over hardcore right wing people. That's all fair, right? But there are a lot of people hanging out in the middle. You know, people like me who, again, I'm not going to vote, but if I did, I wouldn't go out and vote for Trump, and I wouldn't vote for whoever the liberals put out there. I just wouldn't vote, which I'm not. But that's where we are. There are so many people that are just like, give me someone that's kind of fucking normal, that might play the game a little bit, just a tad bit, that keeps the peace on shit. Just give me someone like that, right? And that's kind of where people are. That's why the guy needs to go the fuck away. You know, it's kind of like this. You know, like I talked about this on the radio show in Nashville today, and there were people calling, and there was a guy who sent a text and said, well, that's why I vote for Joe Jorgensen. I said, the fuck? Look at you, A.J. Hoffman? Why do you vote for the Libertarian? Well, I hate the two-party system. Well, yeah, the two-party system does suck. But voting for a Libertarian, you might as well just put your balls in a fucking meat grinder, because you ain't getting anything out of it. I mean, you're dry humping. You ain't getting shit. Like, being voting for a Libertarian is essentially akin to being a Vanderbilt football fan, right? Like, that might be your number one team and you root for them, But you also know that going into virtually every game, you're going to lose. And not only are you going to lose, you have next to no shot of winning. And that's what it must be like to be a libertarian. You go out there and you're like, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to vote for Joe Jorgensen. And then you go out and vote for Joe Jorgensen and you realize that Joe Jorgensen gets like 1% of the vote and has zero chance of winning. That must be what it's like when you roll into the stadium over at Vanderbilt and Vanderbilt's playing Tennessee or Georgia. You know they have no chance, so why even fucking root for them? They have zero hope. And that's libertarians. That's where you are. But I'm just burned. Like, and I talked about this today with saying I'm just kind of tired of Trump. And I'm bored with him. And someone said, well, the president's not there to entertain you. And it's not about entertaining me. And yes, Trump was entertaining with his wacky shit and the person, woman, man, camera, TV and all that. And he's entertaining, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not. He's entertaining, right? But that's not what I meant by I'm bored with it. I'm just bored with this era. I'm bored with the cancel culture dipshits versus the Trump people. I'm tired of this. You know what I miss? I miss like 2010. That's what I miss. 2012. And maybe the genie never goes back in the bottle. Maybe, you know, there's always going to be angry people and toxic people and radical people. And maybe that's all going to be, that's always going to be the case, right? They'll always be there. And I get all that. You know, with social media and everything else, that genie doesn't go back in the bottle totally. But I just, like, I'm sick of the era. I'm bored with the era. I'm tired of it. We've come out of the Rona shit now for the most part. I'm bored with the last 8 years, the last 6 years. I'm bored with it. I'm tired of it. I just want it to stop. That's what I mean when I say I'm bored with Trump. I turn on his press conferences. They're not amusing. Great. He talks shit about people. Super. You know, at some point, it's got to evolve. It doesn't evolve. And I'm not offended by mean tweets or anything like that. That's not the point. It's just I'm bored with it. It's the same shit, and it's the same fights, and you're going to lose. And here's the reason why he's going to lose, and he may not even get the nomination, because there are so many Republican people, some old guard Republicans, some middle of the road people that generally tend to vote Republican, who are just going to be like, I can't with this fucking guy. I can't. Because you know what that is? That's another 4 years, assuming he gets the nomination then wins, which he's not going to. But if he did, it's just another 4 years of nonstop fighting and bullshit. That's another 4 years of the cancel culture fuckheads coming after you nonstop. I mean, and maybe that happens anyway, but I'm just fucking sick of it. I'm bored with it. I'm bored with the Biden era. I'm bored with the Trump era. Get somebody new and see what happens. Like, I don't want anybody that's associated with fucking Trump. I'm tired of it. I'm bored with it. Thank you. Now, again, I fully anticipate MAGA people being pissed at me. Fine, come at me. I don't care. I'm not trying to shit on you. You're smarter about politics than I am. Totally. I get it. But just giving you I feel like I give you kind of the perception from someone who's not addicted to it and constantly on social media talking about it, like an average Joe who's got a job and kids and shit to worry about, and they can't just sit around all fucking day yelling and screaming at the TV and social media. I think I represent that person to a degree, and I'm just fucking tired of it. It's not cute anymore. It's not fun anymore. It's not funny anymore. It's just tired, and it's time for something else.